Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 1st, 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. They can lock us out, they can lock us up, we cannot give in. No more lies, no compromise, we'll battle till we win. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they talk flexibility,
war on the workers.
Every worker stiff can see.
War on the workers.
When they poison your water,
war on the workers.
Don't go like lambs to the slaughter.
War on the workers.
And when they foul up the air,
war on the workers.
You gotta show that you care.
War on the workers.
When they talk WTO,
war on the workers.
You best be screaming hell no.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war. It's a war on public education. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
Okay, about time we started calling the shots. That's Ann Feeney. She starts off every edition of the Brain Labor Report with that song. It's a war on the workers. Got to add them up. We're getting close to 600 editions. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to add those up here one of these days and see where we're at. We've been doing the Brain Labor Report for over 2 years now. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
We come to you every Monday through Friday. We're a half-hour show out of Ashland, Oregon, via KSKQ. That's our wonderful community radio station here. We're a low-power FM station at 94.9 FM. We're a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. You can hear us via the internet also anywhere on the planet at www.kskq.org. Brain Labor Report talks about the issues of the day, the struggles of ordinary working people. Half-hour show just doesn't seem long enough. The issues are getting longer. The struggle is getting harder. Working people are balancing a huge debt on our backs. And, you know, the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. And they trick us taxpayers into bailing out big financial institutions because they're too big to fail. We gave them our tax money. How do you feel about that? My God, that puts a new twist on filing your taxes. When I was working on my taxes to file my taxes the other day, for the very first time, I had a feeling. I've never had this feeling before. And I'm, quite frankly, I'm pissed off. I really am upset. I am not into paying anybody taxes this year. Most of the corporations in the state of Oregon pay $10 or less. That's it. These greedy corporations in the state of Oregon pay $10 or less. I'm talking about state taxes now. But what irates me is the federal taxes. You know, they took our tax money and they gave it to the Bank of America, Citicorp, J.P. Morgan, all these big financial institutions. They gave them our tax money. I still can't believe it. What do you think about that, folks? Working people are being unemployed. They're losing their homes. They're losing their health care. And we give our tax money to J.P. Morgan? My God, it's crazy. Okay, let's get back to a little reality here. The Workers Independent News. Near the top of our half-hour show, we like to bring you the Workers Independent News. 3 minutes of cutting-edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin. So far, this is no joke, folks. April 1st, 2009. Here is the Workers Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Students and workers are uniting coast to coast for a week of action on issues ranging from the Employee Free Choice Act to anti-sweatshop activism to fair wages for campus workers. Ricardo Valadez is with Jobs with Justice.
One of the big issues that students fight for is university policies that support fair labor practices on campus. These are workers that they have most contact with. They may generally support, you know, a living wage in their community, but when it comes to workers on their campus, they tend to really get involved.
This is the 10th annual Student Labor Week of Action, and it features a wave of teach-ins, protests, speakers, films, and other creative actions. There are actions on more than 100 campuses. Maria Escobar with the Student Labor Action Project says the economic crisis has put more students in touch with labor issues.
Especially this year with the economic crisis, students have seen that their student debt has gone up, that tuition keeps increasing, that their parents are losing their jobs, that many of them are losing their homes. So it's a very historical moment for students because they're waking up and they're seeing, even if we go to college, we'll graduate, it doesn't seem that we're going to get good jobs. And one of the ways that we see good economy is through unions and through union jobs.
The United Electrical Workers Chicago sit-downers won a victory with their sit-down strike back in December, and now they've won another round. The National Labor Relations Board has issued a decision agreeing with charges brought by UE against Republic Windows and Doors. They include violations of labor law through the creation of an alter ego company to avoid collective bargaining obligations, illegally shutting down Chicago operations to transfer the work to a non-union Iowa plant, and failing to provide information for bargaining. The labor board will now go to Republic to seek a settlement of the charges. UE Local 1110 says the company deliberately abused the rights of its workers, and it was only the occupation of the factory that won justice for the workers. Members of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees rallied in New York State Capitol on Tuesday to protest budget cuts and increases in what the union says are regressive consumption taxes. The economic crisis, AFSCME says, has hit New York particularly hard, putting 10% of New Yorkers out of work. New York has a budget deficit of $16 billion. AFSCME says Governor David Paterson is proposing measures that will cause more problems for the people and the economy instead of finding new revenue solutions and spreading the sacrifice among all citizens. AFSCME says dangerous cuts to health care, education, and essential public services are not the way to go. Governor Paterson laid off 8,900 state employees in New York on Tuesday.
Workers Independent News puts workers and their unions on the national radio news airwaves every day. To help keep labor's voice on the air, go to laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. Okay, we're going to see if we can get our guest on the phone. Somebody I don't even know, Dennis Barr. Is that how you pronounce B-A-E-R? Dennis Bauer, I know, is in New York City. I've got a phone number for him. Got an email the other day. He wants to boycott the Republican contributors, people who, you know, those corporations that gave the Republicans lots of money. He wants to see a boycott until we get a number of things passed in this country, including the Employee Free Choice Act, single-payer health care. He's got a long list. We're going to call Dennis Bauer. I don't know how he got my email and sent me this information, but we're going to chat with him about his plan. So that's our plan here in the Brain Labor Report. While we work on getting Dennis on the phone, we're going to play David Lippmann's I Hate Walmart. Okay, here it is right now.
I've always hated Blockbuster.
Target, McDonald's, The Gap, Pepsi, Nike, IBM,
Starbucks, not quite so much. If I'm not boycotting at least three oil companies, I start to feel out of touch. I wouldn't be seen in Nordstrom's or any such. And I hate Walmart. I don't like whips. I don't like chains. I don't go chopping up my neighbor's brains. Don't really like shopping except at the flea market. I hate Walmart. Now you may wonder, what's all this fuss? If you don't like the train, take the bus. Well, I found religion, and just between us, I hate Walmart. If you didn't hear the story, well, here's how it is. Big companies sell the low cost, drive mom and pop out of business. Pretty soon all over the land, one big square store, identical brand, and that's why I hate Walmart. Used to be you drive around, stop in on three or four towns, encounter different sights and sounds, different if not unique. Accent, different smell, different things to buy and sell. Now it's all Taco Bell. I hate Walmart. Road juice, dip and wine. You drive slow, relax your mind. Never knew what you'd find around the next bend. But now the freeway goes so straight, it go right past the pearly gate. I don't feel human, I feel like freight. I hate Walmart. I like to roam, I like to greet individuals on the street. You always know the one you meet is one of a kind. But more and more, they seem to me reflection of something on TV. When we're all alike, nobody's free. I hate Walmart. I boycott Burger King, I boycott Newt Gingrich, I boycott everything which I've seen advertised. I used to go out to dinner in the diner, now they say fast food is fine, but it tastes like it fell out of an airliner. It's enough to make you weep. I don't like board games, I don't like brand names. They make inflated claims, they're full of bleep. Everyone I meet is a high-tech dealer, wants to sell me a digital potato peeler. And I don't like Garrison Keillor, cause he's so white. Turn on my radio dial, like to hear something new once in a while, but it's the same old crap in a brand new style. It's audio rape. Still I try to pick and choose, I turn the dial, but always lose. Once in a while, if you're lucky, maybe one little rhythm and blues, and that's why God made tape. Used to be we wore beads and bells, made our own clothes in our own way. Now we all wear uniforms at Hard Rock Cafe. We're in a state of sartorial decay, and that's why I hate Walmart. There's a pretty spot to pave it over. Put a clover leaf over a four-leaf clover. Black paint on the white cliffs of Dover. It never fails. Hope you like this song. Thanks a bunch. Could go on, but I gotta go eat lunch. If you didn't like it, I've got a hunch. You work in sales. Don't grow your own. Make your own. Be careful what you own. Develop non-shopping to an art. And whatever you do, don't shop.
Okay, Mr. Dave Lippmann. I Hate Walmart. That's the name of his song, but I agree with him. I hate Walmart, too. Fact, folks, the last time I ever went to a Walmart was over in Talent, Oregon. There were a number of us there. We were picketing the damn place, and I'm glad to tell you, my state representative, Peter Buckley, was with us. Yeah, the Talent police showed up. They escorted us off the property. Walmart put a person on there with a video camera so they could share that with Homeland Security. I'm not sure what they were doing with it, but anyway, that's my Walmart story, and I'm sticking to it. I think we were lucky here. I think we have Dennis on the telephone. Dennis, can you hear us this morning?
Yes, I can.
Dennis Barr, I want to thank you for being our guest this morning on the Brain Labor Report. Dennis, I got an email from you. I have no idea how I got that. And you're calling upon folks to get behind an idea. That idea is that Republicans have a lot of contributors and that maybe we ought to boycott those corporations that gave the Republicans all this money until they pass a series of things, the Employee Free Choice Act probably being near the top of the list, single-payer health care, and the list goes on. I got that email from you, Dennis. I don't know how I got it. I don't know who you are. And with that partial introduction, Dennis, for our listeners here in Southern Oregon and anywhere on the planet via the internet, Dennis, tell us a little bit about yourself, please, and why did you send that email out, okay?
Okay, well, first, good morning to the good people of Oregon and the rest of our fine country. I believe I sent you an email through Jobs with Justice. Does that ring familiar?
Well, it certainly does. I happen to, this is Wes Brain, host of the Brain Labor Report. I'm chair of Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice. So
okay, there
you
go.
Just made that connection for me. So please, but tell us a little bit about yourself too, Dennis.
I'm a political activist, but I also design political items that I sell on the web, one of which is an Obama coin.
A what? An Obama coin?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
Barack Obama coin. Now, I'm not saying that he's perfect, but it's the best that we could do in 2008. I originally was for John Edwards, but he turned out to be kind of fake in the sense of his populism. But, yeah, that's, you know, I supported Mr. Obama. I know that he's got a whole host of conservadems in his cabinet, and we're going to have to do something like I described in my email to get real progressive legislation passed.
Dennis, for our listeners, and certainly you are in New York. You're on the other side of the country here this morning. Not quite as early there. It's 7:18. We're trying to wake up this morning here, Dennis. Tell a little bit more about yourself. What makes you a political activist? What's your background? What brought this about anyway, please?
Well, like I said, I watched C-SPAN for just about 30 years now. And it seems like the Congress has gotten controlled by companies for the last number of decades. And I just decided that we need to take our petitioning not to the congressman directly, or if we do, we better make a demand of their campaign contributors of legislation, and until that happens, we're not going to buy from them. But it's not enough just to silently boycott these companies. People have to actually call these companies and actually send a fax to Mr. McConnell, and they can do it at action, action.democratz.org. That's action. .democrats.org, and instead of an S, you use a Z. And so, yes,
Okay, now this again. Please tell us the reason we'd be sending a fax and what that's all about. Kind of recap that for what are we talking about?
Oh, sure. The fax to a free fax to Senator McConnell makes a demand of a $10 minimum wage, which I believe we need. I made $10 an hour back in the 70s. So right now, somebody making $10 an hour probably just slightly better off than they're doing right now at the minimum wage that they're making now, which is something like $6.50 or $7, somewhere between there. Anyway, the second thing is we need single-payer health care. We need to tell the insurance company to sell life insurance and let the government, pay. There's the government won't boss around the doctors. I mean, they won't employ the doctors. They'll pay the doctors. And so we ask for H.R. 676 enacted, and we tell him that until that happens, we won't buy anything from Rite Aid pharmacies. And also, we demand a fix to the prescription drug benefit that was set up for enriching the drug companies and not helping retired and elderly people. And thirdly, let's see. Oh, to pass the Employee Free Choice Act. And the reason we need that is because companies like Walmart or other companies will intimidate you, prospective union members, that they're going to get fired if they vote for a union. They know when the election's going to happen. But if people can organize out of the sight of a company, they can easily do that and not have to worry about company pressure and lose their jobs. So I tell people, Mitch McConnell, or people will tell him, that unless he gets the Employee Free Choice Act enacted and to stop any Republican filibusters for the rest of the Obama presidency, we won't buy Jack Daniel's whiskey or Southern Comfort, which is, sold by Brown-Forman in Kentucky.
Okay, let's make the connections for folks, because sometimes that just needs
these are GOP contributors,
needs to be done. So Mitch McConnell, he's an operative in the Republican Party. He's very much bought.
Senate Minority Leader, yes.
He's a majority leader, very much bought and paid for by corporations who gave him and his party lots of money to do certain things for them. Those things are, well, they're the opposite of what you're promoting. Let's be quite frank. The Republican Party does not want unions. The Republican Party wants health care to be corporate health care. If you got money, yeah, you can buy it. And what else did you mention there?
The $10 minimum wage. And I tell them, either pass that or people will not go to Wendy's Corporation. And again, I looked that company up also on opensecrets.org. And they've given most of their money to the Republicans as well.
Let's get back to Jack Daniels. Now, I used to drink a lot of Jack Daniels, and I'll tell you the truth, and for my listeners out there, tis a fact. I made a resolution on the end of the year. I said, Wes, stop drinking. You gotta lose some weight, and that's probably the best way to do it. By the way, it's worked, Dennis. And until July 1st, I'm not drinking any whiskey. But when I go back to whiskey, I'd be more inclined to drink Jack Daniels. But you're telling me no, don't drink Jack Daniels. Now make the connection. Why should I not drink Jack Daniels?
Well, like I said, Brown-Forman Company, I looked it up, they gave Mitch McConnell $8,000 in 2008. They gave him money in 2008 for his campaign, and they're in Kentucky, and so is he. So that's the connection.
Well, people need to know the connections, and by gosh, I'm going to remember that July 1st when I start drinking booze again, I'm going to have a shot of whiskey. It's not going to be Jack Daniels. Okay. I got the connection there. You know, Mitch,
by the way, Rite Aid gave money to Dennis Hastert in 2006. I found that on opensecrets.org as well. So, again, it's definitely a connection. The reason I picked Rite Aid and not a drug company is because people may get stuck with a certain medicine that they need, and, you know, it's hard to boycott a particular drug company. But what I do is to tell them to boycott Rite Aid, which, like I said, gave money to the Republicans, and demand that they get, their CEO get H.R. 676 passed, and also the prescription drug benefit fixed. Put into Part B without any extra cost, and no means tests and no coverage gaps.
Okay, well, you're calling upon some serious things. I'm paying attention, and I think the fact that we're starting to talk a little bit more about some of these things is so important. I hate to tell you, Dennis, I don't know how it is in New York, but if you go door to door in my locale here in Southern Oregon, Progressive Ashland, Oregon, in fact, if you go door to door and you ask people about HR 676, single-payer health care, Dennis, I hate to tell you, most people are going to glass over on their eyes. They're going to look at you like you're from Mars. They don't know what the hell you're talking about. And by the way, that's by design. Mainstream media. Dennis, did you know that, you know, Obama had this healthcare forum that he had several weeks back? And fair and accurate information reporting, which tracks the information that appears in mainstream media, tracked the fact that there were several hundred articles in various newspapers and TV around the country about health care. Dennis, did you know that only five of those were about single-payer health care, and the majority of those were against it? So that is, in fact, the climate that we're in that, I don't know, again, answer my question if you would. If you go door-to-door in New York, do people even know what the hell you're talking about, Dennis? I don't know.
That's a good question. Well, like I said, that's why I'm having these conversations with people on the web and calling it a radio station and calling it a C-SPAN as well. The people are going to have to do it themselves. If, by the way, I can't do this alone. If people really believe in this way to pressure the Republican contributors for the legislation that we need, then they need to get people to send the facts and make phone calls, which I list on a chat box on that same page, action.democrats.org, S instead of a Z instead of an S in Democrats. You know, it'll pass by word of mouth. That's the way it has to come, from the people up, and not, you know, not some politician in Washington.
Folks, if you're listening to us, catching us late this morning, this is the Brain Labor Report. We're winding her down. We're going to be over with at 7:30, and by gosh, that's about 2 minutes left to go. We're speaking with Dennis Barr this morning. He's our guest from New York, and by gosh, we're talking about a boycott of Republican contributors if we don't get some movement on some much-needed legislation here in the United States. And I think part of the information that we're talking about as we're discussing this is how a grassroots effort is what it takes to get the word out. We need more information. We need to connect the dots, Dennis, don't we, about these different issues so people know what the heck's going on. And, okay, here we are. We've got less than a minute and a half left to go. Dennis, quickly, some last words from you, and I'll turn it over to you, and we're about ready to say goodbye. Please, go ahead.
Well, thank you to the good people of Oregon and those listening on the web. Again, the website is action, A-C-T-I-O-N, .democrats.org. And on the page, you will find a place to send a free fax. It's pre-written in the text box. Just click on the, put your email address and name in the basic box information, and then click on the free section and follow the instructions from there.
There you have it. Dennis Barr, I want to thank you for being our guest this morning. Thanks for speaking up being an activist. Thanks for being our guest, Dennis.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, folks, we're out of here. And tomorrow we're going to have Liana Foxvog. She is the director of Sweat Free Communities. And we're going to get up to date on what's going on there as we in Ashland, Oregon move to become a sweat free community. We'll give you an update on that. Okay, with that, we're out of here. We'll be back again tomorrow. Take care, everybody. See you then. Bye-bye now.